Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, magic makers, it's this week's iTunes review. Amy W. Fitness says, Kim knows her stuff. Keeps it real on all levels. 5 stars. Awesome podcast series on relatable topics that women deal with. Kim's advice, along with her sense of humor, is what everyone needs to find their fit girl magic. Well, thank you so much, Amy W. Fitness. That warms my heart. If you haven't yet left your review, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit rate, and then hopefully it's a 5-star hint, and leave me a review. Thanks. All right. So today I wanted to have a very different conversation. Today, you know, so many times people will always ask me what I think about their food, their nutrition, and, you know, I know there's a lot of confusing information out there when it comes to nutrition. So today I wanted to just say, what is the best way to start streamlining my nutrition? Where do I start? What do I think about? What do I focus on? And I want you to think about this as like a pyramid, right? And we're going to start at level one. And, you know, as you know, when we were in grade school, we really focused on the basics, right? You know, we started in kindergarten, then we moved to first grade, then we moved to second grade, blah, 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 blah. And then we finally graduated and so on and so forth, right? So this is where I want us to go back to, like, we're in elementary school. We are really, I'm going to dumb it down so that we can speed it up, right? We all want to be faster. So here's where I want us to say, like, no matter what protocol you follow, right? I'm not advocating any particular diet to follow, to do. That's not where I'm living right now. Where I'm living is consistency, right? What can you do right now that will bring you consistency? And that's where, you know, if you've been following me for any bit of time, you know that I call it Fit Girl Magic Formula. And the Fit Girl Magic Formula is creating great habits that create great routines that give you consistency, and that's where you're going to get your results. So whatever you can repeatedly do over and over again, that's where you get results. All right. So, and that's my ultimate goal. Like, my goal when you work with me is to help you put together your own habit toolbox, right? So you're your own freaking Home Depot. And you can, you know, create your process over and over, over and again, so that you reach your goals. And that way, you know, if it's a lifetime goal, if it's a short-term goal, whatever it is, you have a process that you can go into your tool, you know, into your files and be like, all right, this is the process I'm going to follow. All right. And a process is very different than a diet, right? A diet is you follow these rules or else. A process is, these are your rules, and they can be refined, tuned as you go through life. All right, so the big thing is, everyone's gonna be like, what do I track? What do I do? Track your consistency, right? I've talked about this before. Jerry Seinfeld, when he first started, you know, out as a comedian, he said, if I'm going to be a comedian, no one's going to sit around and write me jokes. I got to write my own jokes. So he, on an old school calendar, paper, and every day he challenged himself to write a joke. And every day he wrote a joke, he gave himself a nice big X. And on the days that he didn't write a joke, there was a glaring hole. So I want you to track, you know, this is
it's about consistency, right? And I'm not saying perfection, because we are not perfect. And so when you start this, I want you to pick one thing that you're going to be consistent with. One thing. Because so many times I'll say this to you and you'll pick 50 things. And of course you're not going to be good at all 50 things every single day, day in and day out. Not yet. Eventually, right? And, you know, I'll say this again as we go through the conversation, but beginnings are messy. And you need to own that everyone has to be a beginner. If you were learning Spanish, would you expect on, you know, day one of class, week one of class, to be able to walk up to anyone who speaks fluent Spanish and have a conversation other than where is the bathroom and I'm learning to speak Spanish? Because that's really probably the few phrases that you'll be able to pick up. And the person who speaks Spanish will be like, great, thanks, weirdo. So, you know, what I want us to start tracking is the consistency, because this is the building blocks. This is the building blocks of your process. And I'm going to say it over and over again. You want to process over your progress, okay? It's how you know what's happening, right? If you don't know what's happening, how do you know if you're on the right track or not? You know, Robin Sharma, he says, if you can't measure... if it doesn't get measured, it doesn't get done. So before you tell me, oh my God, I'm not losing any weight, I'm not doing anything, I'm going to ask you, well, what's your process, right? And if your process is, well, you don't have a process, right? So you can't be complaining about the weight. Sorry, a little tough love there. All right, so this helps you become more aware of your body, and so that we break free of the rules, right? How many of you are just like, oh, enough with the rules? I uncle when it comes to the rules. So it helps you become more mindful of what you're eating, how you're eating, how you're working out. And it's really just taking a step back and just looking at, what the hell am I doing? And, you know, asking yourself, am I hungry, or am I just walking to the fridge because I would rather do this than file my taxes? I would rather do this than, you know, grade school papers. I would rather do this than homeschool my damn kids, right? What are you hungry? You know, can you eat without distractions, right? Are we eating in front of, you know, is it a habit, if you will, to turn on Netflix and immediately need to have a bowl of something in our lap? Has that become a habit? Or, you know, the day is done and I'm going to have myself a nice glass of Chardonnay, right? So what is the, is this become a habit? And can we detach and be kind of an observer? Yeah, that's the word, an observer of our lives, and just be like, oh, huh, I never noticed that. Yeah, wow, look at that, right? Can we observe, you know, can we put down our utensils between our bites, you know, cut up our food, eat, put it down, cut up our food, eat, put it down. Can we do that, right? And being more mindful of how we are eating. Also, eating to 80% full, right? Instead of being like, oh, man, I gotta unbutton my pants. Can you eat till you're like, you know what? I feel satisfied. Not stuffed, satisfied. And, you know, satisfaction happens mainly in the brain. So I see so many people will say, oh, I really wanted that pizza. And then instead they had something else, but in their mind, they kept thinking about that pizza. So is there a reason why you're saying no to the pizza? Or is there a healthier option to the pizza so that we don't feel so guilty, right? So when I'm not like a hungry horror, I can start having better conversations with myself. Like, is pizza a craving? Or, you know what? I am going to have the pizza and I'm going to say, I'm going for it, like it or lump it, right? So here's the first step of this whole piece, is being more mindful of, what the heck are you doing? What's happening in your body? How are you feeling in your body? Are you hungry? Are you not hungry? You know, What does your exercise look like? All of that. Just being more mindful of being a healthier all-around person. Before I start thinking about what do I have to track? How do I have to, you know, how do I have to exercise? Like, I'm just saying, can I be more mindful about my health, my self-care? Then I can move into energy. All right. So when I say energy, I'm just talking basic calorie 101. At the end of the day, calorie counting can become a little bit more nuanced, but when we're just trying to get out of the, I'm following all the rules, I'm doing all the, you know, following all the rules, I'm following all the steps, I'm following the plans. I'm just trying to get you out of that mindset and into, you know, what's Kim's operating system, right? If we're a computer, we all, every computer in order to turn on has some type of operating system. Like some way, if somebody calling the shots, like when I click on that, you know, internet icon, it's like, oh, this is what we need to do. All right, fire off these things. I want you to be that person who's like, oh, when that happens, this is what I do. When this happens, this is what I do. Not like, oh, okay, hang on. Let me look. Is that in the rule book? Oh, okay. Right? No, I want you to be able to make the rules. So when I say calories, this is at this point recognizing what you're putting in your mouth. And I know for many people, I know for me was a challenge. I kind of, you know, deep end of the pool. I was tracking what you can, everything you could possibly track, and you know, it gave it meaning, right? If I overate my calories, that meant I sucked and I was horrible and gosh, who could love me, who could like me, blah, 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 blah. And you know, 20 rounds with my inner critic. But then if I underate, like I was a rock star. Woo! How less could I eat? Right. So I'm trying to get to, and I had to like punch out, right? It was just too much. And so I went to the other extreme where as long as it was healthy, I didn't count the calories. Well, it's still food, right? Every food that you put in your mouth has some caloric value. And it's just like your bank account. If I'm out there spending willy-nilly and I don't know what my bank account balance is, I'm going to overdraw. And that's calories in literally like a nutshell, like the most basic formation of calories. And so let me give you a little more context for this, because I think many of you, you might be okay in that mindful stage of like really, you know, owning your stuff, right? But this part is where I think a lot of us get tripped up. You know, I know a lot of women who are like, oh, as long as I buy it at Whole Foods, it's all fine. Like, I don't have to track that, or I don't, like, tracking calories makes me crazy. Like, I get it, but you have to know, again, your process, right? You could eat, I'm guilty of it too. I eat amazingly healthy, but it's really easy to eat, overeat amazingly healthy foods, right? If making this number up, if my caloric limit is 1500, it's really easy for me to overeat 1500 clean food. It is, right? So I'm just trying to get you to start to like, be mindful of what is it that you're putting in your mouth to it. Everything has a caloric or energy value. So let me, you know, make it simple like this. So we all have what is called basal metabolic rate. And that is literally you at flatline. Like you're laying in bed, not doing anything. How many calories do you burn just, you know, getting blood to your brain, your eyes blinking, you know, moving your lungs, beating your heart? How many calories does that take, right? That's your basal metabolic rate. That's just like, this is what I need to stay alive. Now, the second piece is my resting metabolic rate. And that's the calories I burn at rest. Now, that's me, like acts of daily living, like not doing a whole hell of a lot, like me sitting in this chair, moving my arms, right? It's not that much. It's just a little higher than, you know, laying in a bed, just breathing, okay? And in order for me to boost that resting metabolic rate, I got to build muscle, right? So if people are always asking me, you know, cardio over strength training. If you're a woman over 40, strength train like your life depends on it, because it helps with the osteoporosis. It helps with the muscle loss that comes from just natural aging. And then it also, like, it looks good, you know. We've all seen the older people with the flabby arms and the flabby legs. That's because they don't have muscle tone. The more I keep that muscle tone, the less I'm likely to have that flabby skin. All right. So if you're like, well, how many calories should I have? Okay. This is a base level. This is not for you to get all anal and get all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs up in here. So you want to take your desired body weight. And now I'm going to caution you here. I'm going to say desired body weight. I'm not a big fan of the scale. It's only one way to measure your success. It's not the only way. There's way better other ones, but for math, everything else can't easily be broken down into math. And so I talk about several other ways to measure yourself. If you follow me on Instagram, I have a bunch of infographics all about other ways to show success other than the scale. And you can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram. All right. So I'm going to take my desired body weight. Now I'm going to tell you right now, your desired body weight, if you have a lot to lose, I want your desired body weight to be maximum 20 pounds. Okay. So if I'm making these numbers up because math in my head is not my strong suit. So I want to take my body weight. I want to say no more than 20 pounds. Okay. Times 10 to 13. And you're going to look and you're going to see, like, if I times it by 10, is that a little aggressive for me? If I times it by 13, does it give me a little bit more wiggle room? Because, you know, no one gets a merit badge because I dieted the hardest, right? There was a badge or you got a Mercedes for dieting the hardest, I would be pushing you out of the way. Cause I could do that, but no, I learned the hard way. There is no merit badge. There is no Mercedes at the end for dieting the hardest. So you're going to take your body weight times 10 to 13. So like I said, math ain't my strong suit. So if your desired weight is 100 pounds, I'm going to take 100 pounds. I'm going to times it by 10. So that would be 1,000 calories times 13, 1,300, right? Again, not recommendations, me just doing basic math because I don't want to do a lot of math. So that's what I would be aiming for. And through, you know, MyFitnessPal or any other, app on your phone, you can go in and punch in your food and see where your calories are. And it's really more of an exercise to say, okay, where am I? And I challenge you to do it for a week, no judgment, like just eat like a regular week and just see how off you are, right? And that's all we're tracking. We're just tracking calories and we're just seeing where you are, right? What gets measured gets done. And when I hadn't tracked food in a really long time, it was very eye-opening for me to see that just some simple changes brought down my calories. For example, I liked to have cottage cheese in the morning. So I was having a half a cup of cottage cheese, but I was having like a half an apple. Well, I could have easily, I cut it in half. I still was able to have the half apple, but I was cutting out a bunch of calories. And I was like, huh, never really thought about it like that. I'm like, it's only an apple, right? So I really want you to start thinking about it. It helps you be a little bit more strategic about your food. So many of us focus on, you know, weight gain, but we don't ever really say to ourselves, like, I need to be in a caloric deficit in order for me to not gain weight. And so I need to look at what my calories are, because I'm always trying to stay in balance, right? So if I'm hungry, I can look and say, okay, again, using my my example, if I said 1,000 calories and I'm constantly coming in at like 500 calories, no wonder I'm hungry all the darn time, right? I'm not eating enough. Or if I am always craving, it's like, you know, I'm not eating enough, or I have no energy. Oh, that explains it. I'm not eating enough. So that's really what I want calories to be, is to help you on your, I don't know if it's a vision quest is the right word, but help you to better understand what's truly happening in your body. And when it comes to this, you know, it leads me down to like, you know, what do you choose for food? Now, so many people are like, oh, I can't afford to go to Whole Foods, blah, blah. I am not asking you to go to Whole Foods. I know, like, because when I go to Whole Foods, I only grab one of those little hand baskets. And when someone else grabs something more, I was like, what the hell have you got in there? Like, I'm nosy just to see, like, you have a push cart. What's happening in there? Are you getting like a case of water? Or like, are you getting something that's heavy? I don't understand it. So I'm not asking for Whole Foods. I'm saying, what can you afford? Right? What can you afford? I have a good, better, best. If you can afford organic, great. If you can't afford organic, no problem. Buy the best quality food that you can possibly buy, right? For me, it's nutrition density is more about, are you eating foods that give you the most bang for your buck? So what does that mean? For nutrition density, the biggest thing I say is, like, nuts, right? For this much nuts, I'm trying to hold it in the camera so you can see. For this much nuts, you get a lot of bang for your buck, right? So I don't need much. It's a very nutrient dense food. Now, cookies, right? It's not nutrient dense. It's like, it's only had like a few nutrients in it, and I can eat forever and ever and ever and ever. Right. So it's like, I'm trying to find foods that boost up in nutrient density. And I have a website, I'll link to it in the show notes, to really kind of drive home. You could start to see how some of your food choices are. I can't think of the website off the top of my head, but I'll put it in the show notes. And it grades foods like A for being, you know, a good choice, and having great nutrition density, all right? And it comes down to reading food labels. And again, I have another resource for you that I'm gonna post in the show notes, but it's really looking at the food labels. So you're able to understand, you know, what are the calories, you know, what are the carbs, what are the fats, what are the proteins, but also read the ingredients. I read the ingredients first. Then I go up and read proteins, carbs, fats, right? Because I'm more concerned what the heck is in whatever I'm pulling off the shelf. And the first, you know, handful of ingredients, that tells you what it has the most of. So if it says sugar, then something has more sugar in that package than it has anything else, right? So I really want you to start being a label detective. Look at the labels, look at the ingredients, and then we'll go up and look at proteins and fats. Like, most people be like, how many carbs does it have, right? No, look at the freaking ingredients, because the carbs could just be 100% sugar, or it could be butternut squash, right? We don't know. And then that leads into, you know, macros, right? And so for many people, they want to start at macros. I rather you, like I said, we're starting, you know, at the bottom of the chain, and we're moving our way up. So the first step for you to do is to, you know, be mindful about what you're eating. Then let's start tracking some calories so you have accountability for what the hell are you putting in your mouth. Then let's look at, like, okay, the nutrition density and caloric load of what it is that you're actually eating. Now we can start talking macro. This is where we get more nuanced, where we can get a little bit more sophisticated, if you will, about that. But I will tell you, many people, just by being more mindful, one, and tracking what it is that you're actually putting in your mouth, and being more conscious of, like, oh, wow, I never knew how many calories that had. I never knew, you know, that's just, you know, just by, you know, taking out, like I said, I took out, going from a half apple to a quarter apple, I saved a lot of calories, right? So macros are proteins, fats, and carbs. When people say that's what they're tracking, that's what they're tracking, their macros, that's what they're tracking, right? So there's an equation that that is done to really say, okay, based on, you know, what does Kim need? What does Kim need in her life? And we start tracking based on that. All right. So here's where I always say to people, you know, we all have a choice about good, better, best. You know, what is a good food for us? What's a better food for us? What's the best food? And again, it all depends on where you are on your journey and your budget, right? And, you know, maybe sometimes if you're having a craving, you're like, you know, I know this ain't a good choice, but it's the best I can do right now. Okay. And, you know, at the end of the day, all of these choices, I'm working with my clients to help balance out their hunger, their energy, and their cravings, right? That's what I'm always asking about so that what I know what to tweak. When it definitely comes in the macro place, the one thing I really want everyone to focus on is protein. When I start working with clients, I see that probably 80% of them are under eating their protein. So I challenge you to have anywhere from 20 to 30 grams of protein in your meals. So however many meals you have each day, have 20 to 30 grams of protein in that. And then comes nutrient timing. You know, some people always say, oh, you know, I need to eat this before my workout and after my workout, blah, 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 blah. But if everything else I talked about, if you're not being mindful about what you're eating, if you're not watching your calories, if you're not, you know, eating quality foods, the best you can afford, and, you know, you aren't paying attention to the macro counts. I can't tell you if it matters or not. Does it matter around if I'm eating protein around my meals, right? You need to have everything else in order, right? It's about consistency, you know? So have everything else in order. And then this is really going to move the needle, right? I call this majoring in the minors, right? So many people get caught up in like what major league, healthy people do when they're still in the minors, right? I want to think about like major league sports figures, right? If I'm Tom Brady, you know, I can drive around a Lamborghini. I can do anything I want. I got a supermodel wife, blah, blah, blah. I can live in a $1 zillion home because I got it like that. Now, if I'm still in a rookie or I'm still in peewee high school ball, I ain't rolling around like that. I am like, all right, I'm using my dad's used, you know, 4Runner, you know, I got my own room with my own entrance. Like I'm not balling. So until like you have every other piece of your nutrition unlocked, don't be so focused in on, I need to have protein before my workout, or I need to have protein after my workout. Don't get so focused there. I'd rather you be like, what are you doing consistently, right? So many people ask me about fasted cardio. I'm not a fan. I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. The science doesn't add up. It's 50-50, right? So what I say to people if they're early morning exercises, I'm an early morning exerciser. I say give it a try. If it bothers you, don't do it. It's not for you. And then start to put in a little thing, something that you can easily tolerate in your stomach. I'm not saying, you know, sit down to like, you know, an all you can eat buffet. I'm asking you to just have like, you know, maybe it is like a half a scoop of protein. Maybe it is a half a banana. Maybe it is a bite of toast, whatever it is, just to get you going and out the, get you going and not feeling nauseous or whatever you might feel. But I do say during your workout, focus on hydration, right? You want to be hydrated, especially if you live in warmer climates. And also as, you know, the rest of us enter into the summer-ish season, you know, pay attention to your hydration. You know, that's always a good thing. But don't get so caught up in that this nutrient timing just yet until we get all the other pieces of the pie settled down. And the last thing I want to talk about is supplementation. Now, I'm all about having protein shakes for quick meals. Like I think that is just amazing. If you are going to choose a protein shake, here's my caveat for you. Check the ingredients. please let it not have any artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, or filler. So read the ingredients. Don't read on the front that it has like 4 million grams of protein and you're like, yay, and it tastes like birthday cake, right? Flip it over, read the ingredients. Splenda is also called sucralose. So just read the ingredients before you get all excited, because sadly, protein is only sold in like the 400 pound tubs of tubs. If you want some recommendations, hit me up, because I do have some protein choice recommendations. Get that out. So then, so like, let's not get all focused on the BCAAs and the recovery and the pre and blah, 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 blah. Let's just focus on, if you are easily doing everything else that I mentioned during this conversation, if you are, you know, you got consistency, you're being mindful about what you're eating, you know, you know what you're bringing in out of, you know, what calories you're bringing into your body, you're tracking your macros or portions or some type of thing, and you are on track with that, and you, then we can move into the kind of like the specialized supplementation. Other than that, I'm gonna be very honest, you have very expensive pee, right? Everything prior to supplementation is going to move the needle for you. Supplementation is the last thing on your plate for you. Yeah, I do take supplements, but I got all the rest of these going on. All right. So I'd love to hear from you. Like, where is this landing with you? You know, where do you feel like on these steps? Where are you? And how can I support you on your journey? So do me a favor, hit me up. You can find me on Instagram at Kim Jefferson Coach. You can find me at hello@kimbarnesjefferson.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Kim Barnes Jefferson, Coach. All right. It has been wonderful. Again, if there's ever anything I can talk to you about, feel free to, you know, like, comment, and share this episode. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.